Listening Library presents Magic Tree House, Merlin Missions, Book Number 15, Leprechaun in Late Winter. This is Mary Pope Osborne. A few years ago, I visited County Galway in Ireland. I traveled through seaside towns along the rocky coast and took a boat out to the lonely Aran Islands at the mouth of Galway Bay. I loved the lush green sheep meadows of the countryside, the smell of peat fires wafting through misty rain, the cozy pubs where we had gingerbread and strong tea. Ever since that visit, I've loved Irish music and literature, especially the folklore of leprechauns, fairies, and legendary Irish heroes and heroines. So now I want to share Ireland with you. Get ready for a journey to the enchanted countryside of Galway, to a time 150 years ago when mysterious creatures still hid in the forests and hills. Be careful not to let them see you, or you might be turned into a skunk or a weasel. But don't be afraid. Just have a great time with Jack and Annie. Chapter 1. A Beautiful Word. It was a chilly afternoon in late winter. Annie was doing her homework on the computer in the living room. Jack sat on the couch and stared at a blank page in his small notebook. He heaved a sigh.
"What's wrong?" said Annie.
"I have to write a story for school," said Jack, "and I'm stuck."
"Well, you better get unstuck."